When you plug your phone into the wall, you don't really think about the grid behind it, right? You expect the power to be there.
Yeah, exactly. You just expect it to work.
Right. But like, imagine for a second if that entire global electrical network is suddenly running at, I don't know, 99.9% capacity. I mean, the wires are literally humming. They're physically vibrating with heat, and you're just sitting there waiting to see which transformer is gonna blow first.
That's actually a great way to put it, because that heat you're describing in the grid metaphor, that's what happens to human systems under, well, extreme systemic compression.
Yeah.
And when a network is running that hot, the terrifying part is that when one fuse does finally blow, the whole system has to violently and instantly reroute all that energy just to, keep the lights on.
Exactly. And welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are looking at the ultimate humming grid, which is the global systems keeping our world running. Our mission today is to provide an audio review of a highly specific, incredibly dense stack of sources.
Very dense, yeah.
Right. Specifically, we're looking at the Great Awakening Report's Awakening the Sleeping Giant weekly briefing for the week of June 29, 2026. And, this audio review is designed as like an alternative, engaging way to consume this material. But obviously, the written report is always going to be there as a deeper resource for you to explore on your own.
And we are covering a vast, truly vast landscape today. We're looking at geopolitical realignments, sweeping economic resets, emerging tech, cyclical earth changes, and some truly alternative historical narratives.
Yeah, and actually, before we go any further, I need to state something unequivocally to you, the listener. The sources we are dissecting today, they contain highly charged, controversial, and frankly, politically polarized claims.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, we are going to be talking about everything from alleged shadow governments to secret space programs. So make no mistake here,
Yeah.
neither of us is endorsing or taking sides on any of these viewpoints.
Right, exactly.
We are not here to validate, and we aren't here to debunk. Our goal is purely analytical and observational. We just want to impartially report on what these sources are saying and, help you identify the deeper patterns operating beneath the surface.
And that analytical distance is crucial, I think, because the overarching theme of this week's briefing is what they call the age of strategic adaptation. And the sheer volume of this information, it can feel completely overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
But the objective here is to remain grounded,
Yeah.
right? We have to recognize that in human history, periods of intense systemic compression like we're in now almost always precede profound transformation.
Right. So if we apply that idea of strategic adaptation to like the visible surface of global events, the report emphasizes a massive shift in posture. According to the text, we aren't in a state of crisis response anymore.
No, we've moved past that.
Yeah, global governments and militaries are shifting into a state of permanent readiness. It's this long-term adaptation to sustained global pressure. And going back to that humming electrical grid, the text points to the Strait of Hormuz as a perfect example of a blown fuse that's forcing a global reroute.
Yeah, let's unpack the mechanics of that, because the Strait of Hormuz is, I mean, it's arguably the most vital maritime choke point in the world.
For sure.
The briefing details how Iran is now allegedly demanding tolls from commercial vessels outside of their designated corridors. And to understand the leverage here, you have to realize they are essentially threatening to manage a waterway that handles roughly 20% of the world's oil supply.
Which is just a staggering amount.
It's massive. So maritime security in that region is no longer just an operational assumption. It's become a strategic asset that requires active military protection just to maintain baseline global trade.
And the ripple effects of choking that supply line, they are huge. The report notes that oil inventories at the Cushing, Oklahoma hub, which, is famously known as the pipeline crossroads of the world, are dangerously low. The text claims they've fallen to just 19 million barrels.
Which brings us to a concept that industry insiders call tank bottoms.
Tank bottoms.
Yeah, tank bottoms. If you understand the physics of pipeline infrastructure, you know that a storage tank isn't like a glass of water you could just drink to the last drop.
Right, you can't just tip it over.
Exactly. Below a certain volume of oil, you lose the operational pressure and the physical weight required to actually pump the fluid through the outbound pipes to the customers. So at 19 million barrels, the system physically struggles to function.
Wow.
It's essentially running on fumes, even though there's technically still oil in the tank.
That is wild. But then, right next to that extreme vulnerability in the old energy grid, you have this crazy technological acceleration trying to bypass it. Like the sources highlight the world's first 100% hydrogen-fueled marine engine.
Oh, the BeHydro one, yeah.
Right, developed by a company called BeHydro, and it just received type approval certification. I mean, we're talking about massive ships powered by an engine with zero carbon dioxide emissions. It's literally just water vapor exhaust.
The juxtaposition there is fascinating. Traditional energy infrastructure is buckling under this massive geopolitical stress, while rapid innovation is desperately attempting to, outpace those very vulnerabilities.
Yeah, it's a race.
And all of this adaptation is happening under the shadow of severe military escalation. I mean, the briefing reports that long-range Western missiles, specifically mentioning Storm Shadows and a new U.S.-made system called the AGM-188A Rusty Dagger, are being fired deep into Russian territory.
Yeah, the text specifically mentions strikes on manufacturing facilities in places like Voronezh. So the entire surface system is on high alert. But I mean, if the physical grid is failing, you kind of have to wonder who is managing the hidden infrastructure underneath it all, right?
Well, the sources suggest the real architectural shifts aren't physical at all. They're financial and institutional.
Okay.
If we follow the report's logic into those covert shifts, it claims we are on the verge of an imminent, massive financial overhaul. The text specifically names Operation Reset Alpha and Protocol Quantum Finance.
Wait, what did those actually do?
Well, according to the briefing, these operations aim to entirely replace the SWIFT international banking system and completely dismantle the Federal Reserve by July 4, 2026.
Wait, really? The entire Federal Reserve by
If these,
this
well,
point
that's
protect
the
that?
source claims, and the claims about intelligence purges are even more aggressive. The briefing cites this massive wave of alleged testimonies and sudden resignations.
Right, like the stuff with Bill Gates.
Yes. For example, it alleges that Bill Gates confessed under oath to Congress about being blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein over extramarital affairs.
Which is a huge claim.
Right. And it also claims UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's sudden resignation wasn't due to standard political pressure, but was actually forced by something called Operation Beaconport. The text alleges this operation exposed a massive cover-up of grooming gangs involving like 250,000 children.
I mean, the scope of these institutional claims is just breathtaking.
It is. And the sources also highlight FBI Director Kash Patel allegedly issuing a live television warning about three distinct tiers of sealed indictments coming down. And these are supposedly targeting the highest levels of entertainment, political, and financial elites.
And it goes even further than that. The report details Operation Crossfire Omega, claiming there's an Obama-led shadow government coordinating global actions from a localized server in Kalorama, Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And then there's Operation Lighthouse, detailing DHS tactical teams allegedly recovering hundreds of thousands of trafficked children from labor camps and private estates right here in the U.S. Plus, on top of all that, a massive technological play. The text alleges Trump signed Executive Order 14411 to build a quantum computer by 2028.
Right, and that quantum computing element is vital to understand mechanically, I think. The operative concept in the intelligence community here is harvest now, decrypt later.
Okay, explain that.
Think of it like a bank robber who steals a state-of-the-art, unbreakable safe today. He can't open it now, obviously, but he hides it in his garage, knowing that in, say, 5 years, he'll be able to buy a laser capable of cutting it open.
Oh, I see.
The intelligence community has allegedly been hoarding encrypted communications for decades. So the claim is that this new quantum capability won't just break modern codes, it will retroactively expose the entire hidden communication network of the global elite.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have to step in here and act as the proxy for you, the listener, for a second, because the sheer scale of these claims is staggering. A quarter of a million trafficked children recovered, a shadow government operating out of a DC neighborhood, secret indictments, and retroactive quantum decryption.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a ton. How does the source even attempt to back this up? But more importantly, how is anyone supposed to separate genuine institutional restructuring from weaponized narrative warfare? Because honestly, a lot of this sounds like a psychological operation designed to induce panic.
And that is the essential question to ask when reading material like this. It really is. The report itself actually addresses that exact friction, surprisingly.
Really? How so?
It advises readers to look past the noise of daily sensational events and instead track the underlying structure and the incentives. Narrative warfare is intentionally designed to overwhelm your nervous system. If you get caught up in the sensationalism of, specific names or shocking numbers, you lose the plot entirely.
So instead of focusing on the alleged shadow servers, focus on the structural reality of data centralization.
Precisely. Watch how capital is moving. watch the structural verifiable changes in surveillance and banking, like the transition away from the SWIFT system we mentioned. Discernment requires stepping back and watching those architectural shifts rather than just getting lost in the emotional theater of the headlines.
That makes sense. And speaking of architectural shifts, let's look at the physical architecture of the planet itself, because the sources suggest this really wild idea. What if the frantic behavior of the global elite, like the financial resets and the technological arms race, is actually a reaction to impending cyclical Earth changes?
Yeah, this introduces a fascinating question about cause and effect. The briefing points to extreme physical events happening right now to build this case. For instance, it highlights the rare magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 earthquake doublet in Venezuela.
Let's quickly explain what a doublet is for you listening, because it's not just two random earthquakes happening in the same week, right?
No, it's a very specific tectonic mechanism. A doublet occurs when the first rupture doesn't actually relieve the geological stress in the region.
Oh, okay.
Instead, it transfers that immense kinetic energy to an adjacent section of the fault, triggering a second massive rupture just seconds or minutes later. It's devastating to human infrastructure because the buildings are already severely weakened by the first shock.
Right. And the report combines that doublet with the 5.6 warning quake along the Makama Fault in California, which is part of the San Andreas system, and also what it calls a Godzilla El Nino that just pushed temperatures in France to an unfathomable 111.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. And the sources tie these physical extremes to theories of a cyclical Great Reset. And just to be totally clear here, they are not talking about the World Economic Forum agenda when they say that.
Right. Different reset.
Exactly. They are referring to a planetary cataclysm cycle occurring roughly every 12,000 years.
Yeah. The text cites the Younger Dryas impact theory, which suggests a comet fragment hit the Earth 12,000 years ago, causing rapid climate shifts and basically wiping out early civilizations. And it also brings up Charles Hapgood's theory of crustal displacement.
Yeah. Hapgood's theory is interesting.
It is. To visualize Hapgood's theory, you kind of have to imagine the Earth's crust as the loose skin of an orange. His controversial idea was that the entire crust could occasionally slip and shift over the inner mantle, violently relocating the continents into totally new climate zones in just a matter of days.
And this is exactly where the geopolitical and the geological intersect in the briefing.
Mm-hmm.
The report uses these ancient Mayan and Hopi calendars alongside Hapgood's theories to suggest we are pointing toward another cosmic reset.
Okay.
Because if the global elite believe the Earth is entering a period of severe cyclical instability, well, how would their behavior change?
Well, this highlights a massive hypocrisy pointed out in the text, and I actually think it's one of the most compelling observations in the report. For decades, the public has been told to, you know, reduce their carbon footprint, take shorter showers, accept a lower standard of living to save the planet.
Right, the whole limits to growth narrative.
Exactly. Yet suddenly, the report notes there are 3,000 massive new AI data centers being built worldwide. And these centers require 190 gigawatts of power. To put that in perspective for you, 190 gigawatts is roughly the total electricity consumption of several mid-sized countries combined.
Wow.
Not to mention the billions of liters of water required to just cool the servers down.
The contradiction is glaring, isn't it? The austerity narrative that was pushed on the public just seems to vanish completely when it comes to greenlighting the infrastructure for artificial intelligence and biometric surveillance.
So the obvious question the report leads us to is this massive energy-hungry infrastructure build-out evidence of elite preparation? The text couples these data centers with claims of over 350 deep underground military bases, or DUMBs, being connected by high-speed maglev trains.
Right.
I mean, are they building a subterranean exit strategy while telling the rest of us to recycle our cardboard?
That is the core argument the sources are making regarding the environment. They suggest the modern Great Reset is less about saving the surface ecology and way more about securing control and survival architecture before a recognized geological shift occurs.
Which takes us from the physical world into the truly esoteric. The final segment of our stack dives into the cosmic and psychological realms, connecting this external global chaos to an internal battle for human consciousness.
And the claims in this section really push the boundaries of conventional reality. The text outlines a theoretical framework where the moon is not a natural satellite, but an artificial lunar matrix.
An artificial matrix.
Yeah, it describes it as a titanium-hulled frequency transmitter designed specifically to keep the human brain locked in a constant state of low-level survival and fear.
Wow. They also point to CERN in Switzerland, right? The report alleges it's not just a particle collider searching for the Higgs boson, but a literal space-time gateway. The claim is that CERN's experiments are physically tearing the fabric of reality and causing timeline merge.
Right, the whole timeline concept.
Yeah, the text argues this is the actual physical mechanism behind the Mandela effect, where large groups of people remember history differently.
Furthermore, they warn of Project Bluebeam. This is an alleged program using space-based lasers and the ionosphere to project hyper-realistic 3D holographic skies.
Like fake skies.
Exactly. The goal, according to the theory, is to simulate an alien invasion or a massive religious miracle driving the global population into a unified, fear-based submission. The briefing even cites the Vatican's infrared telescope in Arizona, which goes by the acronym LUCIFER, allegedly monitoring an inbound cosmic object.
That's a lot. And the report brings these cosmic threats down to a microscopic level, too, with the concept of smart dust or neural lace. This is the idea that metallic salts sprayed in the atmosphere and nanosensors embedded in our food and water are basically turning human biology into an active antenna for the Internet of Bodies.
Syncing human nervous systems to a central AI grid.
Right. It heavily echoes Max Planck's assertion that reality itself is a hologram, just a projected frequency that can be manipulated.
And what's truly fascinating here is how these esoteric macro-level claims mirror the psychological micro-level dynamics discussed in our observing consciousness source.
Oh, right, the psychology stuff.
Yeah, that document breaks down how dark triad personalities operate. You know, individuals with highly Machiavellian, narcissistic, and psychopathic traits.
So how do they operate in this specific context? Let's ground this, because understanding these traits is actually incredibly practical for just daily life.
Well, the dark triad pattern survives by harvesting emotional energy. Because these personalities cannot generate their own internal psychological coherence, they have to engineer chaos.
Ah, I see.
They manipulate perception and use emotional theater to pull the attention of a group into their orbit. They literally feed on the empathy and the nervous system regulation of the sensitive people around them.
So they essentially act like a black hole in a solar system. They have no light or warmth of their own, so they just aggressively pull the gravitational energy of everyone else into their dark orbit.
That is a perfect analogy. And the report argues that the macro systems, you know, the global financial grid, the media narratives, perhaps even the alleged lunar matrix, operate on this exact same predatory psychological principle.
And this is where I really want to bring it all back home for you listening right now, because hearing about holographic skies, secret space fleets, and timeline manipulation, it can easily induce severe anxiety.
Oh, absolutely.
It can feel like you're trapped in a dystopian sci-fi movie. But the core takeaway from these sources isn't about, like, hiding in a bunker. It is entirely psychological.
The report makes it very clear. Trust is earned through observation and consistency, not titles, and certainly not through fear.
Right. Whether the threat is a manipulative boss in your office exhibiting those dark triad traits or a literal global frequency matrix trying to hack your biology, the defense mechanism is exactly the same. You maintain your internal coherence. You set clean boundaries. The ultimate defense against a predatory system, whether it's micro or macro, is to simply cut off its access to your energy. You just stop donating your nervous system to a fear-based construct.
That is the absolute heart of discernment. Our reciprocal bond returns energy to you, but extraction creates open loops that constantly demand more of your attention. Look, the global system is currently holding, but it is under immense undeniable strain.
Yeah, the humming grid.
Exactly. We are navigating an era of profound compression. But remember, instability is often just the messy, chaotic process of adaptation. The true test over the coming weeks and months is whether human institutions, and more importantly, human individuals, can adapt faster than the pace of disruption.
I highly recommend checking out the Great Awakening Report in its written form if you want to dive deeper into any of these specific operations, theories, or claims. As you navigate all this dense information, we encourage you to remain calm, observant, patient, and discerning. Avoid the trap of emotional reactivity. Awareness, coherence, and conscious participation are your absolute boss tools right now.
Observation must always come before belief. Watch the patterns over time, follow the structural incentives, and trust your own capacity to evaluate the evidence without giving in to doom-oriented narratives.
And we want to leave you with a final thought today, inspired directly by the implications of the source material. History shows us that every great civilization, every massive leap forward in human evolution, it starts as an emergent thought.
just an idea.
Right. It begins as an idea that seemed utterly impossible until someone dared to imagine it. If our physical reality is truly a hologram, if it is genuinely shaped by the frequencies, beliefs, and ideas we collectively project, what kind of world could you help build tomorrow if you entirely stopped feeding your attention into their grid of fear and started imagining the impossible into existence?